Music mogul was acquitted of the most serious charges.
The jurors found that he was guilty of the Mann Act. That is the transportation to engage in prostitution. But they found him not guilty on sex trafficking. Very serious charge there, where he could have spent a minimum of 15 years in prison. And not guilty on that racketeering conspiracy, which he could have spent up to life in prison for.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
When Sean Combs left that courtroom, he turned around to his family and there was cheering, there was clapping, he was hugging all of his attorneys, he was telling everyone he loved them.
A decision on whether to release Combs from custody will be made today. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The jury was buying what the defense was selling in terms of this overarching theme, that this was not coercion for sex, that these two women, Cassie and the woman with the pseudonym Jane, that they entered into these relationships knowingly, that they made a cost-benefit analysis to engage in these acts, and that there really wasn't coercion.
Well, the House now considers the Senate-passed Trump budget. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says there will be some convincing needed.
That is going to be the job of President Trump today. He has actually invited several Republican lawmakers who are holding out on this bill over to the White House to try to twist their arms at the last minute here. He's been able to do it before, and House leadership is hoping that he will be able to do it again.
Microsoft says it's laying off about 4% of its workforce, second mass layoff at that company within months. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has struck down that state's 19th century abortion ban, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
In a 4-3 decision, the court ruled the 176-year-old ban is no longer valid because newer state laws supersede it. One such law bans abortions only after a fetus can survive outside the womb. The 1849 ban was in effect until Roe v. Wade legalized abortion in 1973. Wisconsin lawmakers never repealed the state ban. Conservatives argue the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the state's ban.
Quite a scene yesterday in this woman's neighborhood northwest of Sacramento.
The windows were just, you know, going back and forth. Then my husband came running down the stairs like, what was that?
It was a massive explosion at a fireworks facility, touching off fires, but no one was hurt. Wall Street, the Dow is down 30 points. The S&P is higher. This is CBS News.
Make your first lawn move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. Hedge trimmers, mowers, string trimmers, and more. Shop in-store or online at steeldealers.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintained that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. 16 shots were fired in the alley ambush that left Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dead and officer Christopher McCray wounded. Police now say it all followed a fight that escalated to gunfire. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tremaine Jones with first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual Fourth Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturtevant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple of years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money, but that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy in Miles Turner who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there, but this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Miss an opportunity to play the Beach Boys and the Beatles back to back. The timeless hits are all here on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Waits for when you see him live, Joy to the World. And when I talked to Danny Hutton, he was on the phone one time, and I asked him about that song, and the success of that song, Joy to the World, surprised even the band.
It came out, and it just took off like a rocket.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. I have a platinum-looking single up here that is 11 million, wow. And that was a while back.
Yeah. Number one for 6 weeks, Danny.
Yeah, it was the number one record of the year.
Yes.
And that's the year we won the Billboard, I think, the top new group, the record of the single of the year, all of that crazy stuff.
Oh, what a great song. Fun to sing along with. WRJN.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. We'll be right back.
fun song, such a positive song. I think that had something to do with its great success. That was Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night, still with the band. And that was him talking about Three Dog Night just before the song. Friday morning, 4th of July, special lineup on WRJN as Cindy Huber returns, filling in for Don Rosen on the morning show, as Don and Lou Regani will be going through the parade Friday morning, doing their best homecoming queen wave with the wrist. And then Cindy will be hearing from them and airing their reports from mid-parade. I'll be stepping in at noon. 2 o'clock, it's Kurt Vollman. 5:30 is the Brewers pregame, followed by the game. And then Chris Morrow doing the post-fireworks party until midnight. That's all Friday. Special lineup as we serve the 4th of July up on a platter to the Racine area for the, well, this will be the 99th year, as we've been on the air for over 98, WRJN.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Over 50 years, crafting delicious pizza has been Ferraro's true passion. But even the best pizza team needs an all-star break. When the doors reopen on July 8th, it's game on with July's Pizza of the Month, the Chicken Bacon Ranch. Featuring a ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pie's a summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
Tokens, Lion Sleeps Tonight. Now the Temptations. WRJN.
Hold it. Listen.
Sail, huh?
you doing? This is Howard Kalin, you know, the good-looking bearded turtle, and I'm happy together with Dan Marcus.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Dan Marcus with the Turtles there on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and an update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintained that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual Fourth Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. A Racine County charity recently used the fairgrounds to help build a better community. 150 volunteers built 100 beds for local children thanks to the efforts of an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Since 2018, the local chapter has provided more than 2,600 beds. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturdivant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
WRJN. Marvin Gaye and Motown had a number of different singing partners, Tammy Terrell maybe being the most famous, but this is with Kim Weston. It Takes Two, baby. WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery. Two can.
dream come true. Just take two.
Timeless hits, WRJN, baby.
Baby, don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself.
Song for Carly Simon, You're So Vain, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the station with the Racine Raiders, too. Big game coming this Saturday. After a last-minute win last weekend, they're taking on the Fayetteville, North Carolina Commandos this Saturday at historic Horlick Field. And you can hear the whole game here on WRJN, sponsored by Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's vinyl destination. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. By Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. By Our Harmony Club, providing social day programming for older adults. By Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Raiders pregame 6:45, kickoff at 7 Saturday night here on WRJN.
today's big deal of the day. Beat the summer heat with a sweet treat from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Sip on a creamy pudding shake or indulge in the all-new cheesecake in a cup with 24 irresistible ways to thrill your taste buds. Turn your day into a dessert-filled getaway at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but so I play the nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip first. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
hear your mama call. From the early morning to the early, early night. You see Miss Molly rocking at the house of blue light. Good gal and Miss Molly. On a finger now and everything.
Devil with a blue dress, blue red on.
The devil with a blue dress on.
Hey,
I love to say devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN after CCR, CBS.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A New York jury acquitted Sean Diddy Combs on the most serious charges at his federal trial, racketeering and sex trafficking, and convicted him on two lesser prostitution counts, each carrying a maximum 10-year prison term. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
The prosecution is absolutely gunning for the max here. But Sean Combs also, when that verdict came in, he turned around to his family and he mouthed to them, "I'm coming home."
The judge is expected to decide today whether Combs can be released on bond. Douglas Wigdor is the attorney for Cassie Ventura, Combs' ex-girlfriend who testified against him.
We're pleased that he's been held responsible for something, which is something that hasn't happened in his lifetime. And, you know, we're hopeful that ultimately he receives a substantial sentence for what he's done.
The CBS News legal contributor, Jessica Levinson.
It shows that these are complicated cases to bring, that not every federal case that's brought is a slam dunk winner.
Now to Idaho, Brian Koberger appears in a court today to plead guilty to the murders of four people. CBS's Carter Evans.
He'll spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole or appeal. Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four students in Moscow, Idaho in November of 2022. Their families are divided on how they view this plea deal.
The CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on.